I suppose every species has those that are a little different.
Wait till you meet the sheep. They're very unique.
Very. Like wearing leg warmers on your ears unique.
Like bedazzling your humps unique. But you know, that's what I like about our animal family. No animal is quite like another.
Speaking of family, there's my brother Alistair. Oh, Alistair!
Hello, Ruthie! Eleanor!
Alistair, I was just telling these people about the Great Donkey Trek of 1BC.
The Great what?
Great Donkey Trek of 1BC!
What was really great was the Great Donkey Trek of 1BC!
That's what I said! When we carried that young couple.
That was before my knee surgery, and I still had my teeth. I remember it like it was yesterday. Time for a break. The two humans are over getting water from the well.
Woo! My legs are tired under that load.
Not me. I did donkey fit this morning before I picked them up.
You better watch it with those crazy workout fads. You'll blow your knee out.
Please, girl. I'm in excellent shape. I can do 50 burpees with a sack of gold on my back. So, who are these people we're traveling with today?
Don't tell anyone, but I heard there was a little drama surrounding these two.
Now remember your place, Ruthie. People trust us with their secrets, with their personal lives. Donkeys are the most trusted animals. We have a reputation to uphold. We'd be out of a job if we were loose-lipped. Like sheep.
All I know is we are headed toward Bethlehem, and I heard the young man say an angel appeared to him.
Oh, that's why they're traveling to Bethlehem, to seek professional help.
Maybe. He said the angel told him Mary was going to have a son who would save his people from their sins. It's not my business, but that's a lot of pressure to put on a baby.